Welcome to Review Grenade. I'm Elliot.
And I'm Jay.
Jay, what did we just watch?
John motherfucking Wick, number three, Parabellum.
Did you know what Parabellum meant?
Nope.
I didn't either. Do you remember what Parabellum means?
Nope.
Prepare for war? I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what he said.
I guess.
Because he said Parabellum, and that was what the translation
was. Wait. You watched this for the dialogue?
No, but it was one of those dialogues that they do
In the writing,
yeah. Because that's a John Wick thing, which is so weird.
Yep.
All right, so again, this will be a spoiler-filled talk, of course.
Yeah, always spoiler.
Only spoilers here.
That's what we do.
What is your favorite action movie?
Soulless action movie? Probably John Wick.
Mine too. I mean, John Wick 1 is...
Creme de la creme.
I mean, it's a masterpiece, right?
It really is.
Well, it came out of nowhere. I didn't see the first one in theaters, did you?
I don't remember.
Okay, you might have.
Nah, probably not. This isn't the type of genre I go for.
No, me either.
But this John, I make an exception for motherfucking John Wick.
That was motherfucking John Wick.
Okay, after John Wick, what is your next favorite action movie
series? Action?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a hard question, right?
Yeah, it is hard. Does it have to be a series?
No, it doesn't have to be a series.
What was that movie called? Full Metal Jacket? Does that count?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fucked up movie.
I'm a pretty fucked up dude.
All right, so here are some examples. Popular action movies. Die Hard? Okay.
Yeah.
Kill Bill?
Remember, we saw that in theaters.
I loved Kill Bill.
I hated two.
Yeah. Dark Knight? I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Terminator.
Oh, then we're getting... Yeah, now here, if you want to include all the monsters and
now
shit.
Now, here's what might be my second favorite action movie.
Okay.
The Matrix. Because it's sci-fi and a lot of run.
I was going for straight action movie. If we're including all the other genres.
I mean, you almost have to, right?
Yeah. Because
everything's something else at the same time. Definitely not the fucking racing movies. Fast and Furious.
God, no.
Yeah.
Like... One of the trailers there for Hobbs and Shaw.
I know they're from Fast and Furious because it tells me they are.
I wouldn't know.
That's the only reason why I know. All right, so plot.
It's motherfucking John Wick.
But again, it does pick up immediately after John Wick 2, which is cool. I like that.
Yep.
He's on the run.
Yep. For all of an hour.
Yeah, and then he turns around and he's the hunter.
Yup.
For the other half.
Pretty much. Just headshot after headshot. And then they're like, oh, we have head-plated armor. And he's just like, oh, I lift up your head-plated armor and I still give you a headshot.
It doesn't kill it. No pencil killing this time, so I was a little disappointed. But he just killed
Joker
dude with a book.
Joker did it best.
He did kill that dude with a book. Which was pretty badass.
Yeah, that badass. You kill him with a book, break his neck with a fucking book.
That guy was actually an NBA basketball player.
I believe it because he was like 3 feet taller than Keanu Reeves.
Again, plot, nothing to say here.
No. Revenge of the Dogs.
You learn a little more about John Wick. He was an orphan.
Yep.
Went
to some school.
Orphans with assassin ballet. School
yep.
thing.
Yep.
He helped Halle Berry's character at one point long ago.
One time. Was that Halle Berry? Shit.
That was Halle Berry. You didn't recognize her?
Nuh-uh.
The other thing about this movie, can we please talk about how every female, and again, there's only like two, but both females are wearing tight leather pants the whole time.
Yup.
Halle Berry had to do all the same shit John Wick had to do, but in tight-ass leather pants.
Oh, God. Put on your... pink hat now, I guess.
it was so weird. And the other chick, the girl who worked for the high table.
Yep. I expected her to fight the whole time.
I did too. I kept waiting for her to do something too.
I kept waiting for her.
I kept expecting her to be more than what she was.
Yep.
Right? Like, I expected her to be the high table, or, you know what I mean?
Like, I expected her to be, like, a master assassin something. Or something, but she's yeah. like, no, I'm just a mouthpiece.
Yeah, that was kind of, that was a little surprising to me.
Yep.
So again, plot not that great. What do you think of the big bad guy?
Yeah.
I felt like he changed personalities two or three times in the
show. I felt like
show.
John Wick changed personalities too when he started to go back to him. I was like, nah, I don't think John Wick would
do
that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. The bad guy starts off as like somber and dark and mysterious. And then at the halfway point, he becomes this like comical relief.
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was weird to me. I thought the fight scenes were great.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell
Keanu Reeves was getting a little old.
Yes. Well, they also did a lot more physical.
Yeah.
And this
he
one
did a lot more hand to hand, and you could tell Keanu Reeves. How old is he?
I don't know. Let's Google this. But again, the fighting seemed realistic. The hand to hand fighting. I know nothing. I've never taken any kind of like martial arts at all.
I'm into it. Yeah.
But it seems believable, right?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah.
Did anything take you out of the movie?
Just because I do know a couple martial arts things. Like, there's a couple times, like, when the first of the Japanese steakhouse guys comes at him, he, like, grabs him and just, like, punches him. And I'm like, but he had a sword. So if he just had the sword, John Wick would be dead from the start. But no, you're like, I'm going to go in with this punch.
Okay.
I'm like, you would have won by now, but you wanted to just fucking...
I have his age.
Yep.
How old do you think Keanu Reeves is?
Honestly, I think he's way older than I think he is.
So what are you going to guess?
I'm going to guess 54.
That's exactly how old he is.
Really?
Yeah. He is...
Damn, I'm playing the lottery tonight.
Literally he's 4 years younger than my dad.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
My dad looks like he's 95. Most of that's
the
heart attack.
Himself on the blood of innocent children.
But no. That's crazy. I would never have thought 54.
Nosferatu.
Maybe late 40s, I guess.
God.
That's good for him.
Good for him. He looks like it. He kind of looks like he's 54 with a beard.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so best action sequence. Which one was your favorite?
They ramped up the ridiculousness a little bit more.
They did, but I was okay. Where else do you go with a movie like this, right? Yeah. By the third one, the fact that there's no, like, magic is, like, surprising, right? You're just like, oh, and he can shoot lightning out of his fingers.
I love when he gets the tactical shotgun. That was fucking
amazing.
You're just, they're dealing with these guys with these heavy armor the entire time. Just one shot just blows this dude's head away. And I'm like,
yeah,
yes.
I think all of the fighting at the hotel was the best.
Yes, it was.
But all the fights were good. The fight in Constantinople, is that where they're at? Right?
Yeah.
I thought that big fight scene with Halle Berry was pretty good with the dogs.
Yep.
Pretty weird that the dogs were really into, like, balls.
Yeah, they were really
just
into balls.
Just chomping on dudes' balls left and right.
I guess.
A lot more ball kicking, punching, slicing in this movie than in any of the other two.
Gonads and strife.
A lot of gonads.
I'm like, if you were fucking chasing John Wick on a motherfucking motorcycle and he was fucking in front of you, you would pull out a fucking pistol and shoot him, but not.
Well, but also, but he's wearing, like, that jacket that does reflect the bullets off.
That's fine. Just bring a fucking bigger fucking gun.
In the beginning, he escapes on a horse.
Yeah, that was weird.
Just shoot the fucking horse. Am I right?
At least he was, like, riding the side of it, so if you had to shoot at him, you would shoot the horse. At least he was doing that.
But just shoot the horse.
Just shoot the fucking horse.
I mean, I guess you have to kind of have an error of disbelief with these kinds of things,
yes.
Which is fine.
It was more into the rules.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the big twist at the end.
Yep.
Did you expect the owner of the hotel to betray him at the end?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think it's real? Do you think he really was betraying him or just kind of like helping him escape?
Probably helping him escape.
Probably a little bit of that. Again, the problem with
buying themselves time.
Yeah. The big problem with John Wick movies are, like, they literally leave it open for it to take place immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, I felt like this one was kind of a closed out, like, that this timetable of like, a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just kind of ends with them, like, in different places and he's not on the run kind of thing.
The only thing that kind of disappointed me was the man above the table.
That was also kind of disappointing. Yep. I agree. That was not what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just...
some dude in the desert.
Random dude in the desert, right? That was weird to
me. And I fully expected him, because he had this giant fucking ring. I fully expected him to be like, kiss the ring, bitch. And I fully expected it.
Yeah, John happened. Wick doesn't have a finger.
Yeah.
Now, I kept looking while he was fighting in the latter half to see if the finger was still gone, and it was. And they did a good job of showing it. It's probably pretty easy to do, right? Just put a green thing over his finger and just cut that out. That's probably not too hard to do.
It depends.
I'm sure it can't be that bad.
I mean, they didn't do it for Tyrion's nose, so.
Oh, God.
It's a bit bigger of a bitch to fucking do that shit. Yep.
Season finale is literally getting ready to air for us, and I. All right, well, closing thoughts on this. Is this a movie worth watching in theaters to you? What letter grade are you giving this?
I mean, soulless action flick, don't get me wrong. It didn't blow my mind, but it didn't disappoint me either. I'd give it B.
Yeah, I'm giving it A-. It's exactly what I thought it would be.
Yep.
It didn't disappoint.
Better than the second one.
Better than the second one, not as good as the first one.
Yes.
First one's just, to me, was like...
creme de la creme.
And I think, too, it was just like, oh, let's watch this. I've heard it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was blown away. Where I was like, holy shit, let's watch it again right now. Third one's pretty good. Better than the second one, like you said.
I finally got more headshots, because I feel like lack of headshots in the second one.
Yeah. No pencil killings, though. I really,
I really
wanted to see something like that. The book was good, though. Killing the dude with the book in the beginning.
So he just stabs him, and he walks away and gets him with the lead poisoning later?
Yeah. Time will kill you.
This has been Review Grenade. I'm Jay.
And I'm Elliot.
See you next time.